USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the warmer weather, more people are gathering outside, and more protesters are demanding we reopen the economy. Near San Diego, in Encinitas, California.
We're gathering in violation of the public health.
KFMB TV reporter Heather Hope says there was another protest by a group of people demanding the company reopen despite the coronavirus pandemic.
Not taking no without a fight. Protesters clashed with San Diego County Sheriff's deputies at Moonlight Beach in Encinitas for the rally title, Surf's Up, Shred the Tidal Wave of Tyranny.
We the people!
Despite signs posted, beaches and public access are closed. People got on the sand. Law enforcement surrounded the rally by car, chopper, drone, and with lifeguards on jet skis.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
New York is making plans to restart businesses, but the main guiding principle is that they go very slowly. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will likely begin to reopen the economy in certain areas after May 15th with precautions.
All that progress we made by flattening that curve, we could lose that in a matter of days if we're not careful.
Ford Motor Company confirmed it plans to recall a skeleton crew of workers on Monday to prepare factories for reopening, even as UAW members expressed concerns during the pandemic. There was a warning from White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
The next couple of months are going to look terrible. You're going to see numbers that are as bad as anything that we've ever seen. I think the unemployment rate is going to jump to a level probably around 16% or even higher in the next jobs report.
Hassett says things will start picking up again toward the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump may be working on big plans for U.S. immigration. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
A White House advisor claims that President Trump's 60-day suspension of immigration because of COVID-19 is really just the first step in a bigger plan. White House advisor Stephen Miller telling conservative backers on a conference call, it is the first step in the administration's long-term goal of shrinking legal immigration. The president signing an executive order a few days ago barring people from receiving green cards at least for 60 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Brad Pitt made an appearance to the home edition of Saturday Night Live, appearing as Dr. Anthony Fauci. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Brad Pitt hosted the second stay-at-home edition of Saturday Night Live in as many weeks, taking the opportunity to play Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The show opened with Pitt's Fauci interpreting President Donald Trump's pronouncement on the science of COVID-19 when the president claimed the coronavirus vaccine would be developed relatively soon.
Relatively soon is an interesting phrase. Relative to the entire history of Earth, sure, the vaccine's gonna come real fast. But if you were to tell a friend, I'll be over relatively soon, and then showed up a year and a half later, well, your friend may be relatively pissed off.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.